Welcome to episode 135 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. First of all, it seems that somewhere along the line in the past few days I screwed up on the episode numbering so that I have two episode 134s. I'll go back and revise them when I get a chance, but now we're back on track with today's episode 135. And with today's episode, we're continuing Twistery Week, our look at history gone wrong by looking at Marie Antoinette and her most infamous confectionery quotation. France, 1785. The sparks of revolution are already beginning to fester amongst the peasant population. Starvation is rampant. In the decadent palaces of King Louis XVI, though, there is no starvation. Fed on the backs of her emaciated people, Marie Antoinette, the king's wife, seemed surprised to be told of the famine outside the castle wall. In response, all she said was, "Let them eat cake." It is a poignant story about the disconnect between a regent and her people. But here's the trick. She never said it. There's no record anywhere of Marie Antoinette saying, "Let them eat cake." What we seem to have here is a communication mix-up. Now, Jean-Jacques Rousseau wrote a book in which he claimed some princess or other did say, "Let them eat cake." But Rousseau's book was written in 1765 and 1766, when Marie Antoinette would have been 9 or 10 years old, not old enough to be the Queen of France. We don't really know when Marie was sniped as the source of this phrase, but it seems likely to have sprung from the myriad of pro-liberté printers who, in the days leading up to the revolution, exaggerated or just straight-up lied about what the royals had said. It's very likely that this was the case with Marie Antoinette, who was already an easy target because of all the money she was spending on herself while the country was going bankrupt. Frivolous she may have been, but even she knew that pastry was not the answer to the country's problems. Thanks for tuning in to episode 135 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we look at that old story that people in the olden days didn't take baths because they thought it would be harmful to their health.